Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So a lot of people will dismiss social media stuff as, well, it's just on Twitter, or, oh, it's just on Instagram. But everybody uses social media so much these days. The things that you do on there, I think, are a peek into how you really feel. Like, I really believe that. So when Manny Machado goes on Instagram on his verified account and likes a picture of him in a Yankee uniform, I think that means that he
wants to play for the Yankees.
Is totally into this, and he is ready to go. So, and I think the caption was something along the lines of, "Does this look good to you?" Like, that's right. Get me the hell out of here.
You know what? That's
get me on that team, and I will be a happy third baseman if I have to be over there. Even though I've been telling you shortstop, I don't care. Throw me over there.
Smart. I mean, if I were him, I'd want the Yankees involved. I want him involved. I want everybody who's going to become a free agent needs to have the Yankees involved. And whatever happened to that luxury tax threshold that we've been talking about?
They could still fit under there with Manny Machado. They still
could. What about next year?
Well, if they end up signing him to a deal and they can't rid themselves of Jacoby Ellsbury and other things, then it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough if they sign Machado to a long-term deal. So, but as far as this year goes, they wouldn't have to deal with it. But, I mean, it's sort of how, I mean, it depends, too, how this season ends. Like, I think that it's easier to pay the luxury tax when you're building a team that you believe has to win a World Series if you fall short again. If you end up winning it, then you feel, all right, we were able to do this and do it this way, and maybe you have a different mentality going into the offseason. But they fall short again, I don't think they're going to be looking luxury tax and having that hold them back to get the exact roster that they want to go and win the World Series. And I know CeeLo hates the Machado thing.
I was going to ask you, because you are legitimately the Yankee fan in the room this morning.
That's
we could talk about
the one that told
it.
You guys to calm down yesterday.
Well, but I also said it was a must-win Wednesday.
Right.
Was, because Chris Sale was going to win last night, and because you're playing the Orioles, and because it was Sonny Gray coming off of two horrific starts.
Sonny Gray, who had no chance last night, right?
I didn't say that.
When he's you know, out in the third inning again and the game takes 3 hours and 45 minutes.
I didn't say it in that. You see, you put words in my mouth there.
I didn't say he had no chance.
Yes. But when he's bad, that's exactly what happens. Yes. And you know it. In the last two starts, it was that bad.
So let me ask you the question then. The question that I have for you is, don't you like your team right now?
I love my team.
Don't you like the fact that you have all these young guys playing all over the place? Forget Stanton for one second. Even if you didn't add Stanton to the team. And, you know, with what Hicks has been doing this year, now all of a sudden what Bird has done the last two games,
Romine
has filled in admirably, Higashioka.
Higashioka.
I mean, he's got three home runs. I mean, like, it's like now Tyler Wade last night gets his home run.
That's right.
I mean, how, like, if I'm a Yankee fan, I am just, like, stoked that I have all these young guys out there and everybody is actually doing their thing. This is, I mean, I swear to God, I hope I'm looking at my New York Ranger hockey team.
That you've done.
Yesterday was like, oh, you got to panic. You must win.
I'm just talking about, look, and I also said yesterday that Sanchez has not been in the lineup. Right. Torres has not been in the lineup. Mm-hmm. They had a little bit of a hiccup with Hicks. They were going to make sure that he was okay. But I'm just saying, like, I'm hoping that our New York Ranger hockey team looks like this in 2 years.
A couple years down the road.
I want to see young. I want to see fast. I want to see driven. I want to see guys that, you know, eat, sleep, and drink hockey just like these guys, I believe, eat, sleep, and drink baseball.
Just have Cashman run it, and he'll get the rebuild done in a couple months.
Why is Manny Machado the opposite of all those things that you said? I mean, he's young. He's productive.
Manny Machado, the player, by any stretch of the imagination, I just don't. I feel like you'd be forcing him into this team and this roster right now. That's my opinion.
I think that the price for him has probably, as far as prospects go, has probably come down, and that's why Cashman is smelling blood in the water here.
That's fine if it's going to be like a Stanton deal where he circles back and they don't have to give up their top prospects. Okay. But right. I want to wait and see what the return is before I, you know,
if it
get
was,
too caught up in it.
If it was just a Sheffield and then guys you hadn't heard of. Would you be annoyed
Chances
with that?
Chances are I've heard of him, though.
Really, though? I mean, did you hear of all the guys that were in the Stanton deal? I mean, I'm talking, I mean, chances are you've heard of them. We know about, what, seven prospects now that haven't made, I put that number around there, that haven't made it to the big leagues yet.
All right.
I mean, I'd even throw Clint Frazier in there, even though we've seen him in the big leagues.
Sure.
But there's a whole mess of other guys we're not talking about every day.
Lower like guys that are in single low A ball,
right,
that are teenagers.
Like that.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying. So if it's Sheffield and then guys that you don't really know or maybe you heard of just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not talking like Frazier, Sheffield, Florial. I'm not talking about all that.
Right.
But if it's that deal, but Sheffield is gone, are you upset?
I don't know if I'm upset. I just wonder if it disrupts sort of the chemistry that they've got going, you know?
Chemistry.
I will say that Andujar, if you look at the numbers, has started to kind of come back down to earth a little bit the last few weeks. But I'm still intrigued. He's 23. He's an extra base hit machine. And then all of a sudden you bring Machado in and he's got nowhere to play.
And you also have to remember that one of the reasons maybe that Andujar is, you know, coming back to the pack a little bit is because Torres is out of the lineup. Sanchez is out of the lineup. He has to do a little bit more. Neil Walker's in the lineup. Drury's in the lineup. You know, I mean, this is what happens during the season.
And
you know?
Get a book on a kid. He's got to make adjustments right now.
And so now all of a sudden, Greg Bird is starting to hit. So
finally,
now he has, you know, had back-to-back games with home runs and big home runs for that matter. And those home runs now all of a sudden take some of the pressure off the rest of the lineup.
Sure.
So, you know, this is the way it goes throughout the season. My thing is that I don't want the Yankees getting Machado. I just don't want it to happen.
I understand.
I don't want to see it. I want to see this team do it.
But you want to see this team do it? What the hell does that matter to you? I mean, honestly.
Hi, my name is Boomer, and I love the Yankees.
No, I don't. I love Jacob
I want to
DeGrom
see this
Mets.
Team do it? Weird.
I want to see these young kids do it, man. That's what I want to see.
I think we can all agree. I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe it's not a frontline guy. They've got to add some pitching somewhere.
Right. They can still do both.
They could.
But, I mean, the pitching market is horrendous right now.
I understand. Right now it is.
All right. Give us an update,
okay,
will you?
It's brought to you by Brothers Supply, New York's number one source for ice air PTACs, water source heat pumps, and fan coils. And it was nice to see the Yanks respond to the pressure, the adversity, and the panic of must-win Wednesday.
Here's the 2-2. Swung on there. It goes deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It banged off the foul pole. It's a grand slam. It's bye-bye birdie. A three-run home run last night. A grand salami tonight. The Birdman of New York.
John Sterling all fired up. Here on the Fan. Giancarlo Stanton had opened the scoring earlier in that frame with an RBI single. Then you had the big blow from Bird. Austin Romine and Tyler Wade also went deep. And Sonny Gray was excellent on the mound. Six innings, a three-hit ball, eight strikeouts. He's now 3-0 against the Orioles this season as the Yanks blank Baltimore 9-0, splitting the four-game series. Biggest difference for Gray this time out, says Aaron Boone, not crumbling with men on base.
I think there were two innings in there where, you know, they had some traffic against him and he made a pitch.
Pretty efficient, 90 pitches over the six innings. Gray says he simplified his approach.
Just get the guy at the plate out. If they score, if he hits a sack fly or hits a ground ball and they score this run, who cares?
A.J. Cole, two more scoreless frames out of the pen. He's actually been great since coming over from the Nationals. Another big night at the plate for Stanton. 4-for-5, couple of RBIs. I think he leads baseball in four-hit games this season. He realizes the Yanks probably shouldn't have struggled against the O's as much as they have so far.
You know, we also have to play well against the teams that isn't maybe in anticipation. And, you know, they're all just as important.
Is that a phrase I'm not
familiar
with?
By the way, you know,
isn't in anticipation?
In the anticipation.
Well, whatever. But his average is over 270 now.
Well over 270.
That's right. Yeah. And he is now showing why he was the MVP last year.
About the time last year.
The question
is, when
did they announce who goes to the All-Star game?
They
already did.
He's not in.
He finished third.
Is it Benintendi?
No, it was not Benintendi.
It was
Segura. The Mariners.
Yeah. The Mariners. Wow. Yeah,
like
King Felix was out on the
boats or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
King Felix was out on the street holding up signs.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so I think it went Segura, Benintendi, Stanton in that order.
That's a little bit embarrassing.
Well, he wasn't too embarrassed.
It's all right. I've been an All-Star before. I think I'll survive. I'll
take a couple days off next week and see you for the second half. There you go.
Yeah, a guy like him doesn't want to go anymore,
he's
right?
He's done it.
Right.
You want that on your resume. You want it on your resume,
right,
boys.
It's on his resume, but I mean, I think that he's probably happy to have a few days off.
But he should be an All-Star. Mm. I mean, look at his numbers now.
Late surge. which is fine.
I mean, this is what you expected. Everybody, you know, early on was panicking, and most people said, don't worry about it. He'll come around, and that's all he's done now. Now he's been really steady, consistent, and he's batting over, what, 275, 276, something like that, right?
Four hit night helps, sure.
He was in the anticipation.
the ass in the jackpot.
And what did you say about it? He has more four
hit
games?
I believe he leads baseball in four hit games this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm. Where are all those people screaming about Giancarlo Stanton? Where's your boy?
Human pierogi.
Where's he now?
Yeah.
Is he in here yet, human pierogi?
Does he want Machado?
I don't think so, because he's worried about what happens with Didi then, because Machado keeps saying he wants to play shortstop. He's a Didi guy. I happen to agree with him on that.
I do too, man. Yeah. I'm all in on Didi Gregorius, man.
Yeah. Yanks are on to Cleveland, four-game set with the Indians. Heavyweight pitching matchup, game one tonight. Luis Severino and Corey Kluber. We got pregame coverage on The Fan, 6:30. And quite the response by Terry Francona's club after that disastrous loss Tuesday night that we covered yesterday. They hung 19 runs on the Reds, 19-4 victory. It was 11-0 after three, 17-0 after four. Quite a laugher there. Jose Ramirez.
Who started for the Reds?
Not Matt Harvey. Okay. I looked. Some guy I'd never heard of. I did. Okay. I specifically looked to see if it was Harvey. It was not. Jose Ramirez homered twice. He is now one behind Boston's J.D. Martinez, 27 before the break. Speaking of the Red Sox, they won again, 4-2 over the Rangers. That's 9 in a row. They're still 3.5 up on the Yanks. Chris Sale, 7 shutout innings, 12 strikeouts. His 10th win. The ERA down to 2.23.
I mean, the Yankees. That's why last night was a must-win Wednesday.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, the Yankees are 60-31 in 3.5 games out of first place.
You can't be upset about it. You know, it is what it is. The Red Sox are hot right now. They'll come back to the pack.
I mean, I'm not
at some
saying
point.
Be upset.
Well, you got to panic. You know, if the Yankees end up playing in the wild card game, nobody was talking about panicking or anything. I'll pull the tape. I will pull the tape.
It was the first thing you asked me yesterday at 6:25. I just said it was a must win Wednesday.
That was later in the show.
And then, by the way, now, so Boston's got four games at home before the All Star break against the Blue Jays. It seemed like they play everybody these days.
Right.
I think they got like a split squad thing going.
I was just about to say that.
I mean, this is every time you turn around, the Blue Jays are playing somebody.
Yep, so now they're playing American League.
Right. So here you go. So the Red Sox are flying right now.
Well, let's see where we're at by the time the All Star break.
And you guys got the Indians.
Yeah. Well, let's go, man. Yanks play well against the better teams in the league. Okay.
Okay. Good.
They
You're
do.
Right. You're right.
The vacillating Boomer is my favorite Boomer. The one who's like, man, I tell you, the Yankees are just, this is awesome what they're doing with these young guys.
Jekyll and Hyde Boomer.
Right. And then 2 seconds later, boy, Red Sox got the Blue Jays. Yankees got the Indians. Oof.
Well, what I'm talking about. Listen, they have 60 wins. Why wouldn't you be talking good things about the Yankees?
No, I know, but it's just.
There's one other team that's just a little bit better. That's
but
all.
There's always a
little bit better.
Yeah. 50-50. Right down the middle. Jacob DeGrom. ERA is now a minuscule 1.68. That leads all the baseball. Another no decision, though. Quite the shocker. But the Mets did beat the Phillies in extras. Brandon Nimmo pinch hitting, bottom 10, two outs, two on, scoreless game.
They're still playing pretty shallow.
Yeah, too shallow, especially for Hoskins in left field. Doesn't have the kind of speed to make up if Nimmo hits it on the nose.
I mean, any hit to the outfield, Rosario's going to score.
Hit in the air, deep right center field. Back goes
Listen
Williams,
to the fans.
Cohen, SNY, Nimmo basically giggling like a schoolboy as he rounded second base. He was getting the night off after really struggling in the series, but he comes through in a big way right there. First walk-off homer of his big league career sent the Mets past the Phils 3-0. Gum shower at home plate, and then the immediate on-field interview with SNY's Steve Gill.
Gary, right before you came to me, Brandon Nimmo just shouts, man, that's so cool. First walk-off home run, what's that like?
Unbelievable. I mean... Thank you, fans, for staying. Thank you, guys. I know things aren't going the way you want, but thank you for still coming and supporting us.
That's all right. Clone that guy.
He's
what he should be saying. That's exactly
he's like the mayor over there.
It's unbelievable.
Good for him.
I said DeGrom was the only bright spot, and Nimmo's also a bright spot, even though he hasn't been great lately, but he's still a bright spot.
Good
in the
him,
seventh
man.
Inning of this game, by the way, Keith Hernandez was making balloon animals while Ron Darling was reading A Catcher in the Rye.
Oh,
so there was that during the seventh. But they ended up recalibrating, getting back on track, and then
I think every show on the this station minus Mike yesterday ended up playing the Keith and the Media God thing.
Yeah, well, you had to. Yeah. I mean, that audio was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. That was a little weight off the shoulders for Nimmo. Mickey Callaway agreed.
Obviously brings energy everywhere he goes, and that was great to see. You know, he kind of needed that where he was at, so big homer for him.
As for DeGrom, another gem, 8 innings, 5 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks. Callaway asked to put a bow on DeGrom's first half.
I mean, he should be starting the All-Star game. That's how I feel about it. There's no doubt in my mind. If he's not, then that's the wrong decision. That would be the bow for me.
Edge from Callaway there. I like that.
As my friend Sal Licata tweeted out, well, Mickey Callaway does know about wrong decisions.
That.
So
yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but Mickey Callaway should be saying that.
That's sticking up 100%. For his guy.
He's talking to the Met fan. That's who he is talking to right there, and he's talking to his player.
Mickey. No question. For DeGrom, though, he's not interested in the personal accolades. He's thinking more about the team.
I don't have that many wins, but, you know, I'm just trying to keep the team in the ballgame. You know, nobody's excited with how our first half went.
And they'll close it out with a 4-game series against the Nationals. Max Scherzer, posed by Steven Matz in tonight's opener. We gave you Gene Segura. He won the fan vote in the American League. And Brewers first baseman Jesus Aguilar won it in the National League. He is also the 1 seed in the Home Run Derby. And there's 7 first-timers along with Bryce Harper. So you got the Derby Monday night in D.C. World Cup final is set. And Boomer can't believe that England touched the money yesterday.
They're able to stab it up in the air. Trippier out, duel by Perisic. Mandzukic got there.
John Strong on Fox. They score in the 109th minute to edge England 2-1.
They all thought they were going to the final. Everybody was talking about it. Mm-hmm. You know, the players were talking about it. All the English fans were talking about it. And unfortunately, you know,
you got to play the game. There you go. Croatia in their first ever World Cup final. Feel the excitement. They'll play France on Sunday. And yet Roger Federer got knocked out in a 5-setter yesterday at Wimbledon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.